pastor.
Yeah.
Give honor to our assistant pastor.
Yeah.
Give honor to the elders, the ministers, the deacons. Give honor to my wife, lovely wife.
Yes.
Husbands, don't forget your wives. Give honor to all the saints of God. I say praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
If I were to sing a song this afternoon, it would be something down inside of me telling me to go ahead.
Come on, brother.
Jesus down inside of me telling me to go ahead.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go ahead. Holy Ghost inside of me. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Telling me to what?
Go ahead.
Talk to me. Telling me to what?
Go ahead.
Telling me to go ahead. You look at me this afternoon and wonder, how can he stand here all excited and joy and his mother just passed away? Well, that's just it. She moved away. Can I get any witnesses?
Yeah, hallelujah.
Some of you might not know what I'm talking about. In other words, the soul that was in that body just moved out of that body to another place.
Yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah.
When you look at it from the biblical point of view, when you look at it from the Bible's point of view,
yeah,
we're only here for a little while.
A little while.
And she has just moved on.
All right.
That's how you have to look at death. That which was in that earthly tabernacle, our soul. And we're going to talk about that a little bit today. God put this message on my heart because she just moved away. I'd like to invite your attentions to the book of 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4. 2 Corinthians, chapter number 4. I'm excited this afternoon.
All right, brother.
I have joy. I'm at peace.
Hallelujah.
And her passing away just made me realize it's time to get closer to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Before we read anything, I just want to share a little bit because I'm going to be speaking about it all through my message. She was in Van Rensselaer Nursing Home, and my wife and I, several days before, we had an opportunity to go minister to her. We brought her some watermelon, and I sat there and read the word of God to her.
Hallelujah.
Do you hear me?
Right.
I sat there and read the word of God to
Hallelujah.
Her.
Hallelujah.
And she was telling me what she wanted me to read. 23rd Psalm, Psalms 91.
Right.
God was preparing her for eternity. Yes. Little did my wife and I knew, but the Lord knew. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And it was such a beautiful time. Because this past Thursday morning, I got the news. She had passed away in her sleep. 93 or 94 years old, somewhere in that neighborhood. She lived a long life.
Amen.
Walking with the Lord.
Yeah. Thank you, Jesus.
Instilled a lot of godly principles in my brothers and sisters and I. Yeah. As a result, I'm a minister today.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And there's several of you that have that testimony about godly parents that inspired you with the word of God. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. We want to get into the word because time is short and I'm not going to keep you long. I'd like to draw your attention first of all to verse number 8, if you don't mind. Verse number 8, we're going to go there first. We are troubled on every side, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed. Always bearing about in this mind the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life also of Jesus might be made manifest in our bodies. Now I want to drop down to verse number 14. I want to go to verse number 14, please. shall raise up us also by Jesus, and shall present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that the abundant grace might through the thanksgiving of many be now to the glory of God. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are seen are eternal. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this afternoon. Lord, we thank you first of all for salvation. We thank you for a mind to be saved. We thank you for Calvary. We thank you for this ministry, Lord. We thank you for the man and woman of God that you have placed over us. God, we thank you for the ministers, the deacons, the saints of God. Heavenly Father, we pray this afternoon that you speak to our hearts. Have thine own way. Let some soul cry out and say, what must I do to be saved? Now, Lord God, you take full control. We won't fail to give thy holy name honor, the praise, and the glory. Come on, let us say in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. Now, when they wrote this, when Paul wrote this to the Christians in Corinth, it's written like a letter. What man has done, putting it in the Bible, they have separated it in chapters. So in chapter 4, verse number 18, it carries on into chapter 5, the first verse.
Amen.
Now going back to verse number 18. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are seen are eternal. Now you drop down to chapter 5, verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a what?
Building of God.
Building of God, a what? A house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. Next verse, please. For this we grow earnestly, desiring to be clothed upon with our house, which is from heaven.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to take for a short thought this afternoon. Looking to eternity.
All right.
Looking to eternity.
Come on, brother.
Looking to eternity. I think about my mother. I am so blessed.
Yes. Thank you.
Elder Tinsley was so blessed. Yeah. Elder Camp was so blessed. And there's others that are in this congregation that have been so blessed to have godly parents. To have a mother or a father that instilled the word of God in you. I remember when we were young, living in Virginia, I was 5 and 6 years of age. My mother told us, because my grandfather was a Baptist minister, and her mother, she was very religious, and she instilled a lot of godly principles in my mother. And this thing is like a domino effect. You know what the word contagious means? Mm-hmm. We think of the word contagious in the negative sense. I might catch your cold, I might catch this disease. But when you flip that coin over concerning the word contagious, it can be a positive thing. Amen?
Amen.
Come on, amen?
Amen.
And when you look at a child of God and look at the word contagious, when you and I who are walking with Christ, whoever we come around, they're supposed to catch what we have.
Come on, talk about it, brother.
The Bible says concerning the life of Jesus in St. John's Gospel, chapter number 1, that his life was a light unto men.
Yes.
His life had an effect on everybody that he came in contact with.
Amen.
His life had an effect on everybody. And you and I who are in Christ, our lives are supposed to what? Have an effect on everybody.
Yes.
When you read Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 5, Jesus used a natural illustration to relate to a spiritual.
Yes.
He used salt and light.
Yes.
And I spoke about salt and light. Your life and my life in Christ is supposed to be like salt and light.
Right.
Salt changes everything it comes in contact with.
Amen.
It enhances flavor. It preserves. It cleanses.
Yes.
And most importantly, it makes you thirsty.
Yeah.
Amen?
Amen.
It makes you thirsty. And we know about natural light. You take a little night light and put it in a dark room. And it glows. It gives off enough illumination so you can see what's in that room. Amen?
Amen.
So you won't stumble in the dark.
Amen.
Well, my mother, she told us at a young age that the Bible is no ordinary book. She said, don't you play with the Bible.
Come on, brother.
She said, you have a reverence for that book. She said, it is the word of God.
Hallelujah.
And you have a respect for that book.
Yes.
As a young boy, I didn't understand what she was talking about, but I believed what she was saying.
Thank you, Jesus.
And God used that as a platform to deal with me as I got older.
Right.
Because when I was out there running and ripping and living ungodly, I never forgot what she said.
Right.
I always had a reverence for God's word.
All right.
I don't care how ungodly I was. I don't care how much profanity and filthy language I was using. Whenever anybody talked about the word of God, my ears were like a radar. I would always listen. I was acting like I wasn't listening, but I was always listening.
Right.
I always had a respect for the word of God.
Hallelujah.
Because of what my mother had instilled in us. She made us go to Sunday school. I was a young boy. I didn't like it. We were living in Virginia, and a Sunday morning, and then the sun was shining. I wanted to go play cowboys and Indians and climb some trees and stuff and do the things that little boys do. Here we go marching off to Sunday school. It became a norm. Every Sunday, we went to Sunday school. Got a little older. We were going to church. Got a little older, we were still going to church. Look at me, I'm 64 years old, still going to church.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
My mother had a dominant spiritual influence on my life. But she's gone now. She has moved away.
Hallelujah.
This life is temporary. Paul says here in the fourth chapter of 2 Corinthians, my page is turned, verse number 18, for we look not at the things which are seen, but the things which are unseen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are seen, unseen, are eternal. People out there living in sin and living an ungodly life, going to hell for temporal things, refusing to surrender your lives to Christ.
Come on, Elder.
You're going to be lost over temporal things. This life is going to pass away. Do you realize that we don't own anything?
Come on, talk about it.
Now, this is another message. We don't own anything. God owns everything.
All right,
all
right.
You and I, we don't own our souls. 18th chapter of Ezekiel says, all souls are mine.
Hallelujah.
But the soul that sinneth shall die. We don't own our own bodies, but yet we abuse them, misuse them, and do whatever we want to do with them. Our bodies belong to God. We didn't bring anything into this world. Job said, naked came I out of my mother's womb.
Yes, yes.
10 funerals in one day.
Yes.
Naked came I out of my mother's womb. Yes. And naked shall I return. The man was the richest man in the East at that particular time. Servant after servant kept coming to him, telling him bad news. Can you imagine 10 funerals? This Wednesday, I have to go to one. But he had 10 in one day.
My Lord.
And the Bible says, just like Brother Jim said, the Bible says he put sackcloth and ashes on, and he fell down and worshiped.
Yes.
Paul the Apostle, later on, he came right behind him and he said, for we brought nothing into this world, and in his shirt that will what? Take nothing out.
Hallelujah.
Having food and raiment, let us be there with content.
Yes.
And in this walk of God, God has shown me that we don't owe nothing.
Amen.
Your children that you have, that you are responsible for raising, they belong to God.
Amen.
They belong to God. That's right. And it's our responsibility to bring them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Because one day, every last one of us are going to stand before Jesus.
That's right.
According to his word.
Talk about it, brother.
And we're going to give an account for what we have done in these bodies. Looking to eternity. I thank God because of what my mother instilled in me. I have fond memories.
Thank you, Jesus.
Her death, her going on home to glory, only encourages me.
Amen.
Only inspires me to be more faithful to
Amen.
God. Only inspires me to get wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in
Hallelujah.
Jesus. I got a made up mind this afternoon.
Thank you, Jesus.
I am going all the way with Jesus.
All right, all right.
Brothers and sisters, it's time to be sold out for Jesus. It's time to let him have his way.
Yes.
It's time to crucify the flesh and bring it in subjection to the will of God, that God may have his way in our lives. It's no time to be dilly-dallying around. It's no time to be wishy-washy in the faith. It's no time to be missing prayer meetings. It's no time to be missing church service. It's no time to be missing meetings concerning the will of God. It's time to be on fire for Jesus. People are dying and going to hell. Are we going to reach them? The Bible tells us to look up, for the harvest is white already.
Yes.
The laborers are, the harvest is plenty, but the laborers are few.
Yes.
God wants to use you and I. He wants to use us to his glory, to his honor, to his praise. I was just so tickled to look at the young people's service. I thank God for Elder Tinsley and his wife, because they have come here by divine design.
Yes, by design.
Remember Mordecai telling his niece Esther,
yes,
who knows except the Lord has brought you to the kingdom.
That's right.
For such a time
as
where are we getting ready to go? We're going up on the hill.
All right, all right.
Get to eternity.
Woo!
God wants to take us to another level. Are we ready to go? We can't hang around this level and do what we did down here.
That's right.
We've got to go up to another level. Looking to eternity.
Amen.
God wants to fill that new church up with souls. If I'm not mistaken, I think it holds 325. That's even more. 500 souls that are going to be saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, fire baptized. You got to have faith. You got to see the vision. Looking to eternity. There's no time to be hung up on a lot of mess down here.
Come on, brother.
When you look at the media, the news reports, it's nothing more than a fulfillment of the Bible coming to pass.
Yes. Right.
This amazing book is history already written.
Come on.
And everything that's happening around us, the Bible has already prophesied that it was going to happen.
Yes.
You want to know what the news is? This is the news right here. The Word of God.
Thank you,
Jesus. Get into the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Read the Word. eternity as we stand. Told you I wasn't going to keep you long. You and I got to look to eternity this afternoon. We've got to have our minds made up and our hearts fixed. We've got to keep our eyes steadfast on the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's time to be sold out for Jesus.
Amen.
God doesn't want, he doesn't need, and he would not have any coward soldiers.
Amen.
As I looked on Friday night, it made my heart so, it made my heart feel so good to see the young people. I want you to know, young people, God desires to use you. He desires to use you to your glory, his glory, honor, and praise.
Amen.
Because if another young person, and I've said this and I want to say it again, if another young person who is unsaved can see another young person who is saved and for real and on fire for God, it will draw them. Another young person. Young folks don't listen to some of us old folks, but if they see another, I want you to understand this thing. God will draw them.
Yeah.
Because deep down inside, they'll realize there's something missing in my life.
Yeah.
And I don't know what it is about him. I don't know what it is about her. But there's something different. And whatever they have, I want it.
All right.
That's being the salt. That's being the light. That's looking to eternity.
Amen.
You and I, we got to turn our back on this old world. Songwriter says, I have decided to follow Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. The cross before me. The world, where's the world?
Behind.
Where's the world?
Behind.
Where's the influence of the world?
Behind.
Behind. It's time to put it behind us. It's time to focus on Jesus and his will and his way and his life and being obedient to him. Looking to eternity. Are you going? Are you going? My mother, she just moved away. I'm looking to move out of this old tabernacle and move into my schoolhouse.
Hallelujah.
My house.